We have to have this argument on the air. So start with Twitter.
Katie on Twitter says, when Close springs up these topics, does he seriously think an intellectual debate about worms will occur?
And Close said,
yes.
Well, and no.
You said it always does.
It always does.
And I said it didn't just now. And
well, for instance, Dave Murray seems to think that the worm, and I said the worms that are always on the sidewalk and they're fried, they die on the sidewalk. Dave brought up maybe a worm, maybe a bird dropped the worm on the sidewalk. All right?
Maybe a worm worm.
My thought was, if you're coming from nice, cool grass, why would you get onto a hot sidewalk?
So you're saying, hey, Katie, Kitty, we do have intellectual conversations about worms.
And
we
also told Tony, along with that, I asked a question, but I give background. I always give background.
Oh, well, Tony said that's not what you were talking about, and Mark said, sure I did. It was about worms. So anything that was born out of his worm comment was obviously...
It's like the Mueller investigation.
You didn't want that discussion. You wanted the discussion of why does the worm try to cross the hot pavement? So learning...
to get to the other side.
A worm can live for 48 years.
I can't believe you are a 65-year-old millionaire and you are spending your days like this.
Yeah. Background, because what you do is you bring up a topic... You ask a question, but along with that, you have background. You always talk
about
background.
Didn't have anything to do with the topic.
Worms! It had everything to do with worms!
I don't see the problem. It was all about worms.
We found out about
it. Rachel got freaked out about all-encompassing talk about worms.
I wasn't talking about dead crickets.
Why do worms cross the hot pavement?
Right. And that was
the discussion point.
And we discussed that.
That'd be like me saying, hey, I want to talk about how to throw the perfect curveball.
Right.
And you go, well, Mark McGwire hit a bunch of home runs. Baseball!
It's all about baseball, baby.
You're talking baseball! No, I wasn't. I was
how to throw a curveball? What percentage of Mark McGwire's home runs were hit against a curveball? This is information people
take.
It's
all connected. Nothing.
Cusimano's about to jump off a building. Hello, Frank.
I'm going to go with him.
This is riveting.
Frank's like, no, continue with the worm stuff.
Really? That's a good question, Frank. Do you know why you find all the dead worms on the sidewalk in the summertime?
I do not, Mark.
Neither does Mark.
None of us do. We're
Mark.
Still waiting for an answer.
You and Mark have that in common.
That's right. If you get something, call me.
So far, the best explanation is Dave Murray's bird theory.
Yeah, so the birds drop them when they're flying around over the... What a dumb
thing. Maybe birds are afraid of sidewalks. They're like, sidewalk, and then the worm just falls
Take
out.
Take that, worm! Fry!
Then the worm's like, oh, thank God.
And he's jerky.
We haven't talked to you for a while. What's going on in the world of sports?
We have a baseball team that the city of St. Louis is in a panic about. And I think it's probably well justified. Right after this series in Philadelphia, they're going to play 13 games in a row against teams in first place. This is a really, really dangerous stretch for the Cardinals, who are just out of the second wild card spot as we speak. But they look like a team that is starting to fade. Now, maybe they change things around quickly, but right now you do not like it all the way this is trending. They struck out 19 times last night in Philadelphia. And in a game you thought it was going to be one of the most dramatic wins of the season, they found a way to blow it in the bottom of the 10th inning.
They talking trades at all, Frank?
Mark, I think everybody is available. Oh, I think that, the general manager, John Mozeliak, who's done a pretty good job over the years, there's no doubting his resume, but he has spent a lot of money on guys like Dexter Fowler and Brett Cecil, who are just not producing at all. He spent $14 million on Greg Holland, this closer, who is coming off a brilliant season, who can't get people out right now. I mean, everything that possibly could go wrong in terms of free agent signings is going wrong, and I think everybody's accountable. It's the players who've had decent resumes in the past not performing. It's the manager. It's the general manager. I mean, it is a bad situation right now for the Cardinals.
Cool story about Yadier Molina, though. Talk about the milestone he passed.
Yeah, he set the record last night for most games caught by a catcher for one team. Not the most consecutive games caught, but by a catcher for one team. Yadier over 1,700 now, and it's a tremendous feat. You know, I always think that if people who ever doubt the toughness of catchers, walk outside right now in 100-degree heat, okay, with no equipment on, and just squat down for about 4 or 5 minutes. And then do, and then take a break, and then do it again and again and again. This is—it's an amazing stretch this guy's on. He's the toughest guy in the room. I think it's one of the greatest things in sports.
Do it close.
Yeah, go outside, squat down.
Okay.
Hey Frank, remember when you hadn't heard about Terrell Owens yet, and then I brought it up?
Oh God, here we go.
I'm still riding that high.
Yeah.
In fact, because you brought it up, Rachel, that night, or maybe a few nights later on television, we were a little white. I did a little commentary, and I courtesied a Rachel from 97.1.
Awesome.
Wow. Frank.
Awesome. Hey, it was cool for me. That Frank, was my sports moment.
Are you gonna apply for the color job for the Blues on the radio now that Kelly's gone?
Boy, you know, we got some good candidates, and guys you know real well. Terry Yake, who's done a great job on your show. I think would love to have the job, and is kind of groomed for it and really wanted it for a long time. He'd be terrific. And I think Cam Jansen, the former Blues enforcer, who also does a good job in the media, is good. I hope one of those two gets it, and I wouldn't be surprised if they both get it and they split the job. But replacing Kelly Chase is going to be difficult because Chase, unlike a lot of local broadcasters, was not afraid to offend and tell it like it is. And that's why we loved it.
Agreed.
What did you think, Frank, about the Mickelson debacle? Was it just, you're a golf guy and your kids, were you just absolutely offended?
Well, I wasn't offended. Golf's so stuffy and all these purists and they want to make it seem like Phil did something immoral. It was a dumb thing to do. And it was even dumber for him to try to rationalize it as trying to take advantage of the rules. Look, when they put the rule in place, it's for golfers who hit a ball that was in an accidental way moving. Okay? It wasn't put in place for a guy to jog down to a ball while it's going at a pretty good speed and hit it back. I didn't like that end of it. But Phil has done some incredible things in his life, and I don't think he's a bad guy. Dave, I think it's like all of us, if we were at like Ruth Park and we're having a bad day here at Creve Coeur, we would all do something stupid like that. But you'd expect more out of one of the greatest golfers of his generation, and he didn't handle the lie well either.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right, guys. Take care.